Today on Experts Fueling the Future with Brian Adams and Co-Energy Propane. Brian, good to see you, sir.
Good to see you this morning, Frank.
So, why should somebody pick Co-Energy for their propane needs?
Great question. There's a lot of great choices out there, but we strongly believe that Co-Energy provides a fairly unique relationship with the community. First, just comes down to the basic ownership of the organization. Co-Energy is owned by the local community. What do I mean by that? Well, we're owned by two electric power co-ops here in Central Oregon, that Central Electric Co-op. So essentially, that's 30,000 Central Oregonians that have a stake ownership in Co-Energy Propane. And so that puts us in a very unique position with our community.
So the CO in Co-Energy doesn't stand for Central Oregon.
No, it stands for co-op.
There you go, co-op. So when a person signs up with Co-Energy Propane, does basically every customer become a co-owner then?
Not essentially. Co-Energy is a for-profit organization, but the value that, in this case, Central Electric sees in Co-Energy is the dividends or the proceeds that goes back to help get distributed to the 30,000 members of Central Electric Co-op. So what does that mean? That means that the dollar that gets spent with Co-Energy after we pay the employees, fund the business, the proceeds of that goes back into the members of the electric co-op to help offset the rising cost of electricity and to assist in funding expansion programs as the communities here in Central Oregon continue to expand.
Now, one of the other things about Co-Energy Propane is the localization of the company and its members.
Yeah, so that's a great point, Frank. So one of the unique advantages that Co-Energy provides our customers is everybody from the janitor to the president of the organization works and lives here in Central Oregon. So we have that ability to have that local touch and to work with our customers in the communities. We know what's happening in the community because we live and we work here. You know, a lot of times my kids are playing in the same ball games as a lot of our customers. So it's a really unique, tight relationship that we have here in Central Oregon.
One of the things, too, about Oregon, it's always been a leader in environmental protection. And Co-Energy Propane has got a commitment to the environment as well.
Yeah, you're correct. So the environment is something that's at the forefront of everybody's mind, especially here in Oregon. And with that, Co-Energy is committed that we're going to be carbon neutral and 100% renewable propane by 2030. So this is non-petroleum based propane. A lot of it comes from used vegetable oil or a plant-based feedstock called camelina. And we're committed to making sure that we're carbon neutral and completely off of petroleum-based propane by the year 2030.
Where do your sources for producing the propane come from? Are they local?
Yeah, so local to the point where the camelina is starting to be grown by Oregon farmers. So camelina is a cover crop that really complements wheat production and has about a 90-day growing period. So that's grown and turned into renewable jet fuel and renewable propane. And it's a growing market that by the year 2033, there's anticipated to be about 15 billion gallons of renewable propane available for the end market.
And what are Co-Energy Propane's goals?
So we started blending and using renewable propane in 2023. Our objective is to be 100% renewable propane by 2030.
You described Co-Energy Propane as a Goldilocks. Yeah. And what do you mean by that?
Yeah, it's something that we take a lot of pride in at Co-Energy, where we're not a large national provider that's serving coast to coast that really loses the identity of the individual. We have a unique relationship, and we have the right size of an organization that we build relationships with all of our customers. At the same point, we're not so small that we don't have the resources to be able to provide the level of services that our customers or community deserves. So I really kind of put us in that Goldilocks. We're not too big. We're not too small. We're just the right size organization for the community here in Central Oregon.
We've been talking with Brian Adams at Co-Energy Propane. Where do folks go for more information?
Co-Energy.net.
Clean, positive energy. Learn more at Co-Energy.net. FM News 100.1 and 1110 KBND.